The End of Vandalism by Tom Drury. Narrated by Lloyd James.
To Christian. Introduction by Paul Winner. Funny books, like most other funny things, can't be explained so much as pointed out. You know funny when you see it. In this way, comedy is like pornography. Appreciation and understanding may also be facilitated if, like porn, the comedic material is sorted according to style. Drawing room, campus farce, hee-haw, Beckett. Nothing gives me gas quite like anticipating what has been described, however, as a regional comic novel. So at the outset, I'd like to mention that the book you are about to begin listening to is not a regional comic novel, although I am drawn to classify it as such, perhaps because its characters might find it helpful if any of them were looking for something to read, but rather an intelligent and kind-hearted examination of a group of economically adrift characters in the modern American Middle West. And it's fucking funny. Some 10 years ago, the stories that would make up a novel by the first-timer named Tom Drury began to appear serially in The New Yorker, apparently taken from the slush pile. A Sharpie editor took a chance on material that could easily have puzzled the magazine's average readership. I know of several average readers who had no idea what was going on. For one did not identify the stories as regional comedy, not exactly, if one identified them at all. One could point to the locale, as well as to an electric deadpan and traipsing between small-town apparitions on what suspiciously appeared to be whim. Over 60 characters made an appearance.